Sounds. BBC
Radio Suffolk. And people all over Suffolk are making a difference. And you are sending in lots of nominations for our Make a Difference Awards here on BBC Radio Suffolk. We're looking for groups, individuals, businesses that are going the extra mile to help the community going through what is still a very, very difficult time for an awful lot of people. And Andrew from Codnam got in touch with us. He's with us right now. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning to you, Mark.
Thanks ever so much for joining us on the programme this morning. It's good to get you on. And you want to nominate the Village Community Shop?
Indeed, I do. It's made a great contribution to the community, particularly during these tricky times. And they're about to celebrate their first birthday, so I couldn't think of anything better for they to be recognised on this occasion of their first anniversary.
Brilliant. What sort of difference have they made to you and others there?
Well, the shop, in fact, in some form, has been in Codnam for over 300 years, believe it or not, and obviously not in its current form, but it's got a long history. So it was of some concern to the community when it had to close last year, the existing owners moving on to other things. So it was a tremendous effort by the entire village and people in the surrounds to come together to create this community shop for Codnam and ensure the continuity of this important facility. There's, like a lot of rural areas in Suffolk, we've got people of an older demographic, so travel isn't always that easy for them. And having all the facilities on the doorstep, not to mention the opportunity to engage and talk with fellow residents and so forth, was extremely important to the village. And of course, this year in particular, with the challenges of COVID-19, it's been so much more important. And I think they've done a tremendous job, not only establishing the shop, but through these difficult times, continuing to provide a service despite a bit of stop-start as various lockdowns came into play. But they've carried on and they've continued to provide the support to all members of the parish, which has been extremely important, I think.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. So they've become a real hub, haven't they? Because you haven't got any other places in the village now?
No, there isn't. I mean, sadly, there's no longer a pub. We have the Codnam Centre, the community centre, but it is the main hub, indeed. The fact there's a post office there once a week, and the shop provides teas, coffees and homemade cakes, etc. It's all part of a degree of conviviality, suitably socially distanced, of course, that can continue to be a lifeblood to the village.
Well, I think it's fantastic that you've nominated the team there, because we've actually got Rod Bell on the line to us now, chair of the Codnam Community Shop. Good morning to you, Rod.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning.
And Andrew's with us as well. Lovely testimony there from Andrew for you and your colleagues, your volunteers.
Oh, it's splendid. That's really good to hear from Andrew and how much the efforts in the community shop have been appreciated in the village and roundabout. Yeah, as Andrew said, it's been quite a bit of a roller coaster the last year or so.
A daunting thing to take on anyway, and then of course coronavirus arrives, and I know that you were impacted by that as well. But you've kept going, which is the main thing.
That's right, and it's been down to obviously our fantastic set of volunteers and supporters over the year. But no, we've. The coronavirus was the icing on the cake in many ways. Having had lots of bumpy ride with lots of rain and bad weather since we opened, lots of road closures around the village and all sorts of things which really didn't help. But we've got through it, and with the coronavirus, we did have to close to customers in March, but we put together a real sort of call and delivery service for around the villages and to get to our mostly elderly customers, and we're supporting 150 customers around the villages, Codnam, delivering their groceries. And it was very hard work, and but the volunteers came to the fore and pulled it all together with us, and it has been fun. It's been hard work. Mm. And it's really nice to be appreciated for everybody that's been involved with the shop. And, we're celebrating 1 year. It feels like 10 years, I must admit. But, we had hoped to have an enormous champagne-fueled party, but of course that's not going to be possible at the moment.
Keep that on ice for now.
Keep that on ice, literally, for the moment. But no, we're doing some things in the shop to celebrate our first year and just to say thank you to all the volunteers and customers and the community that have supported us. And hopefully we will continue to support us as we go forward back into the new normal.
That's what you need, isn't it? Like. You need those people to still come along and support you. Well, look, thanks to Andrew's nomination, Rod, we have for you one of our BBC Radio Suffolk Make a Difference Awards. It's a lovely certificate.
Oh,
it's got a nice
Thank
rainbow
you.
On there, and I'm sure you can find somewhere prominent to display that in the community shop.
I'm sure we will. That is much appreciated. Yes. And thank you so much to you, Andrew, and Radio Suffolk. It's great to hear that. And it'll be a pride of place in the shop. And thanks to everybody again.
Brilliant. Andrew, thank you for your nomination.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you both very much for joining us on the programme. Andrew from Codnam and also Rod Bell, chair of the Codnam Community Shop, getting one of our BBC Radio Suffolk Make a Difference Awards. If you know someone who's going the extra mile doing something special, then do get in touch with us. Quite easy. You can call me while I'm on air, 0800 141 2121, or you can email radiosuffolk@bbc.co.uk.